Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're in Makkah. The year is the year 570. Just a couple of months ago, a large elephant herd was about to attack the Holy Kaaba, but was miraculously put down by birds with stones in their beaks. And now, on a Friday close to morning dawn, in the house of Abdullah and Amina, a baby is about to open his eyes into this world. This special birth, however, did not go unnoticed. In fact, many historians, including Ya'qubi, report that when the Messenger of Allah was born, the enormous fire of the Zoroastrians in Isfahan, North Iran, which had been burning for centuries, just suddenly died out. In the city of Madain, pillars of the famous palace of Kisra was shaken and fall to the ground. Dhulm and shirk is about to fade away with this special birth. It is also known that the Ahlul Kitab, especially the Jews, were awaiting this birth and knew the signs of the coming of the Prophet. In fact, Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat narrates, on one of these days, a person from the Ahlul Kitab came out running, calling the entire Jewish community. "What happened?" they asked. "Why are you shouting?" He said, "Let me give you the news that Ahmad was born this morning." Even the jinns, this event left a mark. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said that before the birth of the Prophet, the jinns and the shayateen had access to the heavens and the higher realms. But as soon as the Messenger of Allah was born, suddenly all access was closed upon them. As the Quran says in one of the surahs, "فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِلْ الْآنِ," whoever listening now, talking about the jinns entering the higher realm for knowledge, they will be targeted, meaning the access will be blocked for them. We find in many traditions that Iblis himself was shaken by this news, as things will look very different from now on. So we find that this birth changes the course of the history of humanity, taking the journey of mankind on a new level, opening doors for the greatness of mankind to shine. The perfect human being has opened his eyes, and soon he'll be calling me and you. Are you still here?